Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. What do you got on your mind? Talk and text line open at 884-9910. And of course, the emails are just exploding at monica@991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should city and county meetings be reopened for public attendance and comment? I haven't heard anything about this. Got a meeting of the Planning Commission tonight here in Reno, and it's still shut down. City Council meeting next week, too. I don't hear anything about it being open to the public. You'd think that would be information that they'd want to get out. You know, I mean, churches back open up, movie theaters. Why are you still being kept from knowing what your city leaders or county leaders are doing or not doing? Got to ask these questions. Yesterday's poll question, how are you going to vote? 7% say not going to. I wish I could change your mind. Your vote is so important. It's because people haven't voted or they haven't done their research in the past that we are in the situation that we are in right now, where we literally have communism and Marxism taking over the country. Wish I could change your mind. 2% said by mail, 9% hand-delivered ballot, 82% of those participating said in person, by machine. I know. There have been some national stories about some incidences with machines just over the past couple of days, but that's still how I'm going to vote. Still how I'm going to vote. And if you haven't decided yet to be a poll watcher, please get involved. It's easy. It's just some hours of your time. But we need to make sure that this election is credible and people don't have questions about it. So, going back to your texts and your emails this morning, I so greatly appreciate it. I did want to share this this one little thing that I got this morning. I thought this was too funny. And that is, and by the way, thanks for all of your jokes and memes and everything that you send me, because I really do appreciate that. Trump has incredible genetics. The doctors tested Trump's DNA, and it wasn't DNA. It was USA. I like that. That just made me smile for some reason. I hope something makes you smile today, because we got a lot of BS in the news, and we just kind of filter our way through it. One of the most important things, though, that you can do is not only vote, but stand for your vote as well. I just received this. This is just pathetic. So Mike sent me this through Facebook. I just received three ballots. One is mine. I've never even gotten one piece of mail for either of these people in the 6 years I've lived here. One of them is for the previous owner, who died of cancer in 2018. And the other one? So I just don't announce these things willy-nilly. He actually sent me a picture of all three ballots. Look at that. Look at that. Again, if you get an extra ballot, do not just throw it away. Democrats, Antifa, the people who are willing to keep burning places down for the support of Black Lives Matter, the Marxist organization, they have no problem with dumpster diving. So, just saying. Please, please, please destroy anything that you get that's extra so nobody can pick it up later and use it to help falsify the election, to help fraud. I have somebody trying to do an interview with me. All voting is local. A nonprofit organization. You know, not going to play that game. These people are pushing that mail-in balloting, it's all safe, it's all secure, when it's not. I'll talk to the Secretary of State's Office of Elections when they finally get back to us. Jennifer, Barbara, what's the deal? Got some questions for you. Now the question is, why aren't you returning the phone calls of the media? So here we go. Down a path that I have proof, I have pictures that people are getting multiple ballots. Remember, though, when you vote in person, you need to take your mail-in ballot with you. And the ballots have finally, well, about 300,000, have finally been mailed for Washoe County. So you should be seeing it by, well, depending on how the mail service goes, you could even see it today. Or is, you know, if you don't have it by Friday, I would start questioning. If you have any questions on, well, your voter information, it's easy. Just go on to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters website. You type in your last name and your birthday and boom, all of your information comes up there. And thank you for reminding me. I just got this email that you can actually also check and make sure that your vote was counted. It'll just say, you know, received or nothing. But still, that gives you peace of mind when it comes back that it's been received. Another quick Facebook, actually, question here. The MAGA drag the interstate rally. Can you please give these people some love and encouragement? It was amazing last weekend. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but from everybody that I've heard from, hundreds of vehicles from Fallon, Fernley, Dayton, Lake Tahoe, Reno, Carson City, Minden, Gardnerville, all converging and driving around together. And it's a beautiful sight. But I also just received an email from a happy listener, and I'm going to do this tomorrow. She just said, you know, hey, possible poll question for you. Do you have the grit to put a Trump-Pence sign in your yard? There's only one on my street. Interesting, because they're out there and they're free. I know I have mine out in my front yard. I have, we're split 50-50 in my neighborhood. There's three for Trump, Pence, and there's three for Biden. And that doesn't mean that we cancel our votes out. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about Secretary of State's office. Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Hey, Monica. You know, I have a pretty good guess. I wouldn't be surprised if they're under the, since it's 30 days left until the election and probably 2 weeks until early voting starts, they're probably under the 30-day gag rule. They can't talk to anybody at all, but fearing that they're interfering with the election. I'd probably not getting back to any media till after the election. If I have to get, I mean, because they usually get back to you really quickly, right?
And then yeah, I don't think it works that way with the secretary with the elections department, because they're not campaigning. That's completely different.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they said we can't talk right now because we're under the 30-day rule of an election where we can't sit, you know, we have to be quiet. We can't talk to any media. It wouldn't surprise me that it did happen.
Yeah, I've never heard of that because I've always had the registrar of voters on days before the election and during early voting. So I wouldn't make sense to me because you have to have the public's confidence and you have to be able to reach the officials. So, but Ryan, thanks for your call and your concerns because that's totally legitimate.
What if Sisolak put the hammer down and says none of the people can
he wishes he did, but he doesn't even have that kind of authority.
Okay, you can't, I'll just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you can't keep
it's really fishy.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Maybe I said something and hurt somebody's feelings. I don't know. I have a tendency to do that, I guess. You know, I'm nice to people on the air. I mean, if you call in and you disagree with me, you know, I'm like Mark. He knows you can disagree with me. I'm not going to be mean to you. So I can't imagine why city officials, and even if Sisolak and Sheevy called into the show, I wouldn't be mean to them. I just take them to task. You know, be honest. Why are you doing this stuff? And then you have to answer follow-up questions. Unlike what the media does, which they pretty much just kiss everybody's tuchus because, well, they want another interview. If you don't think that people in political power in these offices don't hold reporters, news anchors, and whoever else by the you-know-whats, then you don't understand how the game is played. Because for many years, Harry Reid wouldn't talk to me because I have no problem putting my feelings about him on the air. Wherever I've worked, he'd talk to, you know, other people around me. But then when they started, you know, agreeing with me or saying something, then they were cut off. So if you don't kiss these people's tuchuses, they deny you access to them. That's just ridiculous. If you deny access to any form of media, to people who have disagreed with you, then you, by no means, way, shapes, or forms, should be in any type of office. Because you are withholding from the public. It's that simple. Speaking of things that are simple, talk and text at 884-9910. Just got a text come on, so I'm going to go read that while you check this out here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and whichever day you choose. Monday through Friday, 10 to noon, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada on the Monica J Show. Quick text here. Thank you so much for sending this in. What's going on with the Supreme Court justice? Do you know? Why don't they virtually vote on this and get it handled? As far as I know, they are going to. So Supreme Court nominee, Amy Barrett, I see this totally going through. You know, if they're not there, they don't want to show up, they can vote virtually. If they want to stomp their feet and be babies because they know that the Democrats don't have any say in this, that, you know, she'll still go through. There's just a process. You know, they have to do things in a certain order and in a certain way, but I'm sure she'll be confirmed before we even get to election day. So that's just my thought on it. But I will keep an eye on it for you as well. All right, let's go back to the talk and text line, 884-9910, and check in with Doug this morning. Doug, you calling about recalling Sisolak?
Hi, Monica. Yes. The first time it failed, another one going, as I understand.
Yes. And I'm glad you called, Doug, because I just got an email at the same time. Somebody was putting in the wrong web address. And the web address is not Take Nevada Back, it's takingnevadaback.com. And you can find everything that you need to know there. And Doug, one of the things that I really appreciate about this round is you can download your own petition. If you can't find a location, especially for some of our rurals that, you know, aren't really near anything yet, or you don't follow the same schedule, you can download and print your own petition and follow the rules and, you know, have family and friends and those around you who want him recalled as well, have them sign it.
Right. The other comment I wanted to make, how is the court case from the Trump administration against our mail-in fiasco going?
Oh, it was denied. It was thrown out.
Classic. Well, the only other comment I have is I always go up to the kids and the great people who have been working in the grocery stores and Walmarts, et cetera, and I comment, you guys are strong. You're the front line in comparison to our useless Democratic-controlled Congress who's been in a bunker without the common courtesy to give himself at least a 10% pay cut.
Doug, thank you so much for doing that, because I have a friend who actually had a hair salon, and so she's been supplementing all of this by pulling groceries, and she has never in her life worked so hard and so straight through on her feet all day in backbreaking. You know, when you know how it goes when you go to the grocery store and you get a bag of groceries and it's like, oh man, this is heavy, you know, taking it to your car. She does this all the time now, and it is really hard on these extra delivery people and the extra baggers that they have now, the people that they're coming in and pulling the groceries. So that was very kind of you to say that and do that. We need to keep doing that for people.
Well, it's just a little something we can do, but I also tell them vote Republican.
That's, yeah.
Anyway, I was the guy who kept you informed about my small business that I finally got my meager $1,000 per employee.
Oh, good.
That was months ago.
Yeah.
But now they're sitting on this other one. You know, it's just pathetic.
Yeah, because Nancy Pelosi, you know, once again, wants money for things that have nothing to do with what we're going through right now. So, Doug, good luck with your business, and I hope everything comes out bright and shiny for you on the other side. Thank you for sticking in there.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Doug. That's where we have to remember that we can't let this get us down. And we can't let this get others down. When you see people having a hard time, give them a smile. I think I shocked somebody the other day. And I mean, it was a nice shock. I was just in a little kind of like small hometown grocery store. It's like, gosh, I miss those. It's the hardware store, the grocery store and the deli all together and the liquor store. You know, it's a mountain town. And none of us were wearing masks, but I smiled at her. And it really took her back. It was like, we don't even just smile at people anymore. Say thanks. Give some encouragement. And then, like Doug said, tell them to vote Republican if they want to be done with all this. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and whatever day. If you miss a day and you'd like to know what we've been talking about, shutdowns to the power grid, voting, our elections, what's going on with the ballot questions, you can always check out our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. You can check out the interview that has Cliff writing into me now calling me a white supremacist. That's a good one. Sorry, I had to sneeze, but don't you hate that? You start to sneeze and then it just goes away. It's just so unsatisfying. Just so unsatisfying. Sorry, I was reading a text. Hi, Monica. Literally just popped up on my screen. Hi, Monica. Just interjecting an innocent comment. It is both sides that are completely intolerant of listening when someone, what someone has to say if it doesn't align with their own beliefs. Your thoughts. I don't know who sent this to me. I don't have a name. So I will just say my thoughts are yes and no. Yeah, I know that really doesn't clear everything up, does it? the reason I say yes and no is with the left, there's, with everything going on out there, there really is no case of even trying. It's complete shutdown. It's screaming. Unless you are in a private kind of one-on-one social group kind of conversation. On the other side, there are some people on the right who act that way, but I think for the vast majority, they want to talk. They want to find out why they believe this. Even some of the most hardcore, I don't, you know, talk to Democrats. They don't know what they're, you know, thinking. People have stopped and asked these kids, you know, because that's what they are. They're kids. They may be 20 somethings, but they're kids. They don't pay their own bills. They don't have, you know, the responsibility of family, the responsibility of mortgages, the responsibility. They don't want that, at least now in their lives. And that's what I believe separates people from understanding what's really going on here. It's that separation of responsibility. But I have heard more people on the right asking the questions of, why do you think this way? Why do you believe that? Have you read this in history? Have you read that? Because they're coming from an education that has basically just been an indoctrination into America is evil. America is bad. white men are the worst thing on the face of the earth. And then white women after that. But not as bad as white men, because white men also suppress white women. I think, yes, both sides are intolerant, but no to the right are the ones who want to find out why they think this. Maybe shed a little light, are more open to conversation. So that's my thought. But thank you for the text. I appreciate that. Next time, tell me who you are so I can put a name with an email or a text. All right, let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Mark this morning. Mark, so you don't think I'm a white supremacist?
I don't think you have a white supremacist bone in your body. But
Cliff does.
Just to make Cliff happy, hey, Cliff, my name is Mark, and I am a white supremacist. You want to chat? We'll chat.
See, his problem is because, you know, I'm nice to you and, you know, understand your point of view, why I am not denouncing you and calling you out and, you know, saying that you're not allowed on the show anymore and your views are, you know, just incredibly horrible, that you're a horrible person. I think that's what Cliff has the problem with. So we're not allowed to have discussion.
He shouldn't have a problem with you, though, Monica. I mean, like I said, I don't think you have a white supremacist bone in your body.
But I'm letting you speak. So I guess
I appreciate that. And, you know, I don't know how many callers you had that day that were upset with me, but ha ha. That's all I got to say.
Well, see, Mark, and I truly don't even think you're a white supremacist. I believe in my heart that you're an equalist, that none of us are above each other. But you don't.
As long as there's a Black Lives Matter and as long as there's Antifa, I am a white supremacist.
Okay.
I'll put it to you that way.
What about KKK? Are you a part of the KKK or?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
See, that's where I go back here.
I mean, a lot of their beliefs I don't believe in, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to understand something, you know, as long as BLM is out there and they're shooting little white 5-year-old kids in the back of the head. And as long as Antifa's out there and they're beating up 85-year-old white men that are minding their own business, not doing nothing, yeah, I'm a white supremacist because they won't touch me. I'll fight back, and I won't lose.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for calling in the show and taking Cliff on.
I do have one more thing, Monica.
What's that?
When I do disagree with you, it is about little things because the big things we do agree on with each other. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have that tinge of liberalism in me with trying to help as many people. So,
when it comes to the constitutional rights
and everything, but yeah, I am a sap for some things that I think we should all help out and pay for. So,
you have a nice day today.
You have a great day today too, Mark. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Lynn this morning. Hi, Lynn. You wanted to talk about, the last caller, but I don't think you meant Mark. Were you talking about Doug?
No, that's okay. I can talk about the lady who was referring about neither party listens to one another. This is why I love you, because you have a godly heart. You let Mark speak and give his peace of mind. You let the other lady speak and say neither party listens to one another. And all I have to say to that lady, bless her heart, who says that neither party listens to one another, if you have ever traveled to a third world country and you have seen the impoverished poverty that people live under in dirt floors without water, without food, without anyone to even show a care, you would not even come up with that. This is a fight for the freedom of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the fabric of our country. if you haven't woken up to that by now, then I'm going to pray double hard for you, ma'am, that you will before you vote. God bless. Love you, Monica.
Love you too, Lynn. God bless you as well. And that's the other thing, is we talk about the impoverished people, the people who are literally going through, I've seen the pictures, I've seen the videos, people going through trash cans looking for something of sustenance that is, you know, even a banana peel that they can scrape. You know, it's disgusting that they are living that way. Yet you look at the generals in charge of the country, you look at the people in charge of the country, they're living high on the hog. They have no cares. That's what Marxism and communism brings you. Temporary superiority and control over all until the masses rebel against those who have put them in this situation. What we, the patriots, are trying to do is to keep all of us from going down that path. Because Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they don't understand it. They don't get it. They want the government to hand out all this money, hand out all these luxuries and freedoms, dispersing all the wealth. All of that wealth comes from us. It comes from the working class. It doesn't come from the 1 or 2 percenters. Do you think that Jeff Bezos is just going to, hell, he didn't want to split his fortune with his ex-wife, let alone give back to the actual communities who have made him the billionaire that he is. There's nowhere in these people's ideals, whether it be the Clintons, the Bernie Sanders of the world, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the list goes on and on, the Zuckerbergs. The amount of money that they have, they can live 10 times over. Yet they want you to foot the bill for the problems. They want you and I to foot the bill for other countries, for the problems that they create. That's what we're fighting against. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tom this morning. Tom, you saw there's a video that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just ran across it in the quiche on YouTube. It's called Hillary's America.
Oh, yeah.
And you've heard of that?
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza.
That's correct. And it seems to be a history of the Democratic Party and the various presidents and senators that voted for one thing and voted for slavery and stuff. And I saw that and I thought that was good.
Dinesh
anyway,
D'Souza,
that's what I got.
Tom, thank you for calling it. He's got a new one coming out, too. It's called Trump Card. And we're going to be getting Yeah, we're going to be getting some more details on that, because we're going to have some hopefully free codes for people to watch it, because all of his movies, you know, you have to realize, Tom, Dinesh D'Souza is an immigrant to this country. So he knows exactly what is so powerful and so beautiful about this country and the American people, of wanting to succeed and wanting to be free. And he, in his, you know, wisdom, trying to get this out to the American people who take advantage of it, who take it for granted. You know, he's got Hillary's America. He's got America, the way we knew her. He's got Trump Card coming out. Look up Dinesh D'Souza if nobody's ever heard of him before, because he is amazing. And it's just documentaries. Wow. You know, he doesn't get the recognition like Michael Moore does, you know, for the trash Michael Moore puts out.
or let's see, who's that guy that put out Inconvenient Truth?
Oh, Al Gore. Yeah.
What it is, in Antarctica, the ice was melting on one side, but on the other side of the jet stream, the ice was building up. He never mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay, Monica. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
I am so glad you called today, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, Dinesh D'Souza. Check out all of his movies. I even have The America. I have that one. If anybody wants it, love to give it to you, just to give you a sample of his work. If you want it. 884-9910. Take a little quick break here. 884-9910. If you'd like to see one of Dinesh D'Souza's movies, I've got them on DVD, and it's the America one. So, First three callers, everybody gets the DVD. So get on the lines, 884-9910. And while producer Dan gets your name and your contact information, we'll take a quick break and be back to wrap up the show after this.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
Just following up an email right quick here with who am I talking to? I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm just sitting here emailing with people back and forth. Richard, actually, it's Richard's wife. Just telling her how she can download the Recall Sisolak petition straight from the TakingNevadaBack.com website. If you have a printer at home, you can just download it right there and print off your own copy to have it signed by family and friends, but you have to follow the rules. The rules are you have to have voted in the 2016 election. You have to sign the petition in the county you voted in and still be registered there. So, as an example, if you voted in Carson City and yet you moved to Douglas County or you moved to Washoe and have re-registered, you can't, unfortunately, sign the petition. So there are rules that you have to follow, but if you have a printer at home, you can just do it right there in the comfort of your own home. So thank you for being interested in that, because there are a lot more people interested this time around in signing the recall petition. Even businesses are getting involved in and having the petitions at their locations. So big congratulations going out to Marie, to Jose, and to Craig. Three winners of America. The DVD from Dinesh D'Souza. He's got a lot of great movies out, so this'll just wet your beak. Just wet your beak for all of watching all of his great movies. Again, you know, you might remember him from, he was the one that was prosecuted and was put in jail, you know, and Trump had to pardon him. They went after him because he is so an immigrant, a legal immigrant, who is so pro-America. You just better watch your back if you're pro-America. Like I do. Because if you're a tub like, Michael Moore, you know, if you hate this country, you even have your documentaries made in Canada, so you can't even get the tax dollars here. You just have to understand the mindset. These people think that they know what's best for you and me, that they know what's best for the country. Just follow along with the rest of the world. No, the rest of the world is looking to us to make sure that we don't fall. Why do you think they call the President of the United States of America the leader of the free world? That's huge. Other countries are looking to us to make sure that that stands. Because without us And I'm not saying, you know, be the police of the world, because we are in so many wars that are pointless. Another reason why they hate Trump so much is because he promised to get us out of these endless wars and to bring our husbands, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters. He promised to bring them home. And that's exactly what he is doing. Our men and women in uniform should not be trying to protect countries and fighting with countries who will not take on the responsibility for themselves, who let young men flee to other countries so they can be safe and then hate those other countries. This is what Donald Trump not only brings to this country, but to the world. So make sure you vote. Mwah. Love you. Have a fantastic day, please.